Frederick County Sports Weekend is next on 930 WFMD, a service of Randy's Candies. Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
Sweet sugar candy man.
Looking for something to pull yourself out of these COVID doldrums? Head to one of Randy's Candy's Antique Mall old-time candy stores and find some of that candy from your youth. You can find Randy's Antique Candy Stores at three locations. The Hancock Antique Mall in Hancock, Maryland, the Rocky Ridge Antique Mall in North Hagerstown, and at the Emmitsburg Antique Mall in Emmitsburg. That's Randy's Candies from Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County's Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFND, brought to you by Randy's Candies. And we want to thank Randy Bartlett for his sponsorship of high school athletics, this show, and also the games that we bring you week to week. My guest today is no stranger to football, high school football here in Frederick County, Mr. Joe Polis, the head football coach at Walkersville High School. And Joe, always a pleasure, and thank you for taking some time to be with us.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Indeed. And Joe, we were talking, and this is your 26th year in Frederick County, all your coaching done here in this county. You're a graduate of Walkersville High School.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure, was there ever in your mind, and I'm kind of an obvious question, but to come back and coach at your alma mater?
Well, yeah, when I started, my coaching career, I was with Tim Ambrose on his staff at Middletown, but I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to coach in Walkersville. And then me and my wife, the late 90s, moved out to Walkersville. Then I knew eventually I would be a coach there for sure.
And that's certainly come to pass, and it's always very special to go back to your alma mater to coach. I was able to do that, and I know others have. It's a special feeling for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's a great feeling to know that you can give back to the community where you grew up. I just went to Walkersville. Both my sons went to Walkersville, so we're a proud Walkersville family.
Yeah, and education certainly no stranger to you as well, with mom and dad in the mix.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So I'm sure that was there's some influence there as well. Joe, you've been coaching for now 26 years, all in Frederick County. You've come back to Walkersville, and things have really started to happen with that program again. Looking over your career so far here with high school football, what would be some basic ingredients, let's say, for building a consistent and successful program?
Well, to me, it all starts in the off season and with weightlifting. You know, the number one key to having a strong program is having strong student athletes. So getting in the weight room, football is not a 3 or 4 month commitment. It's a 12 month commitment. So having a strong off-season weight program is probably the number one thing to have to build in a strong football program.
You had the opportunity to, as you mentioned, Tim Ambrose, and also with Dave Carruthers, and you had an opportunity to work with Ryan Hines at Urbana for a while. What were some of the things that you pulled from those guys? Because as former coaches, all coaches, we're always looking for different things, and we pull from other guys and we tweak it for ourselves. So what were some of the things that you took from those guys to put forth in your program?
Well, yeah, I've been blessed to work with some of the greatest coaches in Frederick County history. Tim Ambrose at Middletown, you know, he was just, you know, a mastermind on the defensive side of the ball. I got to work with Hal Grohl and Dave Schroeder at Walkersville, both tremendous coaches in their own right. I mean, Hal was a mastermind of blocking schemes. Coach Schroeder was also great on the defensive side of the ball. And then I got to work with Coach Carruthers over at Urbana, he's a master motivator, and he's so good at running programs and getting kids to buy in and do all the things they need to do to be great. And then I actually coached with Ryan for 1 year at Walkersville, and Ryan's just—he's probably the smartest guy that I know, and he's just really, really good with X's and O's.
Yeah, I was just
took a little bit of from all of them.
Yeah, indeed, and that's what we do. And I, having worked with Ryan, not on the coaching end, but at the AD end, I can certainly see that as far as how he operated. That's the way his mind would work, and that certainly proved to.
Yeah, he's a great at those spreadsheets, right? He's a great spreadsheet guy.
Oh my goodness, yes. I was so thankful that he was there. Believe me, Joe. During our meetings and whatnot, you know.
Absolutely.
He was the right guy to be on the state football committee. Let's put it that way.
I'm sure he is.
Indeed. So it's unfortunate, but talk a little bit unfortunate as far as what we've had to deal with here in this season and what it's become, but nonetheless, talk a little bit about this year's squad, Joe.
Well, this year we have a tremendous group of senior athletes. What we try to tell them is that each day, each game is a blessing. Make sure that we take advantage of all the opportunities we're given, because in the fall we weren't sure if anything was going to happen. Even as late as January, we weren't sure anything was going to happen. So we're blessed to get out in the field. My guys really work really hard. It's a tight-knit group. It's a really talented group. We played well the first 3 weeks, and we got a big game against Oakdale tomorrow, and we're hoping that we can keep it rolling.
Indeed, you have some outstanding players for sure, and one of them, you don't always like to single out, but Jeremiah Franklin going to Boston College, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's been great for us. He's only a junior, so he came up fall of 2019 and really had an awesome sophomore year on varsity. He made some, he made some really explosive plays for us in the passing game. Got on the radar, 6'4", 225 pounds. So, he's got several big time offers and right now he's committed to Boston College. And so far, he's been dominant force on both sides of the ball.
And you have the right ingredients this year, as well, Joe, with your, Stoka back at quarterback, and then Merica and Jones in the backfield. That's certainly a great ingredient.
Right. Mark has been hurt this year. He actually hurt his ACL in his second practice. But,
oh, my goodness, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been Josiah Nassim in the backfield. Nassim had a huge game against Linganore. He almost had 200 yards rushing. Josiah's been a four-year varsity player. He's great. Really good linebacker and running back. Nate Wolf has done a great job. Our offensive line is led by Dane Wallace, and he's been great. They've really gelled, and they're getting better every week. So we're really proud of those guys to keep battling, keep working hard. It's been a whole bunch of fun to coach those guys.
And you always hear the cliche that football's a game of inches, and certainly that couldn't be more true than a year ago, though, in the playoffs, which you worked your way back. You had a little growing pains there for a year or so, but those kids came back, and you win a tight one against Oakdale and then fall in overtime to Middletown. That had to give you some idea of what was coming.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we had a great three-year stretch there between 2015 through 17. We went 36-4, and we won a state title. Then things dropped off a little bit in 18, but it picked back up in 19, and we won. We had a goal line stand to beat Oakdale in the first round of the playoffs, and then Middletown had a goal line stand, stopped us at the 1 yard line to advance, and end up winning the state championship in 19. So yeah, it's definitely a game of inches.
Indeed, and things run in cycles, as we both know. And after having that group, which that group of sophomores from 15, that were sophomores in 15 and had that outstanding record, you're bound to have a little fall off, certainly, as you get other pieces back. But what a special group that they were.
Yeah, they were. those were my son was in that group. So they were my guys. I coached them. I started coaching them when they were in fourth grade. So I coached all their youth teams. So we just added a little bit to the offense. Basically ran the same base offense when they were in fourth grade as when they were in 12th grade. So they definitely knew the system on both sides of the ball. And it was a nice little 3-year run we had there.
Indeed, and I hope it certainly will continue. And looking forward to should be getting back to some realm of normalcy here in the fall. Joe, looking at it from your perspective as not only a coach but a teacher, a father, and husband, what this past 12, 13 months has been for you? What have you taken away? Your thoughts about it?
Well, yeah, you definitely you have time to reflect and learn a lot. I think the main thing is don't take anything for granted. I mean, sometimes I feel like when you start cruising along in life and you know, you take some of the great things that you have or that happen, and you take them for granted, and then something comes along like this, and they're not there anymore. And you really realize how good you had it and how good things have been, and just, you know, going back and watching old clips or highlights or whatever of pack stands and student sections and all that stuff, and you just realize how much you miss it and how important it is to your community and to your student athletes.
Exactly. You know, we really don't know how much we miss something until we don't have it. And we found out, you know, you found out not only here in Frederick County, but across the country, how much impact athletics has on our lives and how much it is a part of our lives.
So you're absolutely right. It's a big part of the educational process. And no matter what sport you play or what, even if it's not athletics, any kind of extracurricular activity is a huge part of the academic process or the high school experience. So it's great that it's coming back, and hopefully, you know, we're back. It's back in full force in the fall.
Yeah, I've talked to other coaches and players, and, you know, the main thing that I heard was the idea that they got to see each other in person and be with each other. That was number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just, I mean, you don't, it's hard to judge. I mean, you know, you know your family experience, but it's hard to judge what everybody else is going through. And, yeah, I think, you know, the isolation is really, really hard, or was really, really hard on a lot of people. And it is great to have the kids back together, and they're really enjoying it. And, it showed for us that we have a really tight, group of guys. And I think that's helped them play so well, so far this year.
Joe, do you think in the future, do you see any of the protocols or guidelines or pieces of those that may continue or be used in the future?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm kind of hoping not. I mean, I'd like to go back to, you know, completely normal situation, hopefully in time. I mean, I could see some of the protocols and things like that being used in the fall for sure. But hopefully, you know, we can move. It might take a little more time, but move through this whole thing and get more back to what life was like in 2019.
Looking back, I talk about the coaches that you had as mentors and you took different things from. Was there ever a time during your stint as in coaching a statement or a quote? Or quotes that kind of you thought, yeah, that's how I'm going to be, or that's how I'm going to run a program, or this is what I'm going to pound home to these kids?
I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, all those coaches talk about pride, and that's probably, you know, having pride in yourself and pride in your school and pride in everything you do, pride in your community. So, you know, and that's one thing they all have in common. All of them, you know, from Coach Ambrose all the way through, all those guys, to Coach Hines, they all talked about that. So that's probably the thing that sticks out the most.
Do you have something yourself that you came up with, Coach, that you definitely want to make sure you know, those kids understand that this is very important?
I mean, we just talk about just doing your best.
Mm-hmm.
Every single play. Don't worry about what happened. Don't worry about what's going to happen on the next one. Don't worry about what happened on the last one. Just focus on this one and doing your absolute best every single snap. You add them all up at the end, and if you can say you did your best on every snap, you'll be successful.
Yeah, that old saying, you look yourself in the mirror, and if you can, you know, look at you and say you put everything out there, then so be it.
That's right, absolutely.
Looking at the sport of football, Joe, what was the hook for you growing up, or when it took place that you said, you know, football is the one I'm going to I really want to play and continue with?
Well, I think it's the ultimate team sport. You know, you need 11 guys working together at the same time to make something happen. And I think that's what it is. It's also a sport that you have to have, you know, you have to be tough. You have to have discipline, teamwork, respect, all that stuff goes together. And I think it's just a combination of everything that, you know, helped grow my love for the game.
Did it start early in life, or was that something a little later? That football, you loved the game.
Well, I think I loved it when I was a player, but I think it grew as, you know, when I started coaching as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And every year just kind of built on the next year. And so, I would say probably most of that came later, a little bit later in life.
Was there a time when you were deciding what you wanted to do that light bulb went off and teaching, they go hand in hand, but coaching football was going to be something you were going to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably one of my first years over at Middletown. I started my teaching career in Frederick County that, you know, have some lifelong friends from that staff, and just, you know, working with them and, you know, building relationships. It was probably right in that time frame.
That just kind of hooked you there.
Right, absolutely, yep. The camaraderie between the coaches and building relationships with the players. And, you know, some of those guys from those first teams, actually one of them's on my staff at Walkersville now, Lee Palmer. And, you know, I still have contact with some of those guys, you know, 26 years ago.
That fraternity stays strong, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, it absolutely does. It absolutely does.
They last a lifetime, and you're always able to grab the phone and contact and chat, and nothing like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to see, you know, your players from years and years ago, you know, have families and become fathers and successful in different careers and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's really, really rewarding.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I hope I have this correct. There have been two divisions for this season, and then supposedly the best record of the one division plays the best record of the other, and then two plays two, three plays three, four, and then five. Is that correct?
I believe it's correct. I'm not 100% sure, but that sounds about right.
Okay, so next Friday, not this coming Thursday, not tomorrow night, but the week from this Friday, the 9th, is the last regular season contest. And then the following Friday, the 16th, is where the best records play across divisions against each other.
Right, that's what they're saying, yes.
Okay, yeah. You know, it's kind of a shame after how you have done so far to this point and taking on and beating Linganore, who I saw play the week before, that there isn't any postseason this year.
Yeah, everybody I see keeps reminding me of that. I'm not trying to focus on that.
Right.
I'm just trying to focus on one day at a time. You know, just living in the moment, enjoying the players that we have, and trying to give them the most positive experience possible.
Indeed, I get that, Coach. I just, you know, that would pop into my head, whether it's, you know, briefly, to think, man, we could really make a deep run here in the playoffs with this team.
But
I
we
have.
Definitely have the talent to make a mega run, especially in, you know, the 2A West. We have all the ingredients necessary. That's for sure.
So, do you have a good portion of these kids back this coming fall for next season?
No, we do not. Oh. I mean, we're senior heavy right now. Most of our starters are seniors. You know, Jeremiah's the big junior who you know, will anchor the team next year. But we're senior heavy at pretty much every spot.
Doesn't that figure? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes,
my.
Hey, the stars got to align. Sometimes it's better to be it's better. You got to have a little luck. And it's just one of those things you can't control. You're only focused on what you can control. The rest, gotta live with.
Indeed, you're exactly right, Coach. Certainly, you know, whatever hand is dealt, that's what you go with. But it's just a shame that, you know, the timing, and that's another big word is as well. You certainly have seen an uptick, I would think, from that group starting in 15, and the numbers and the kids that are coming out, that is certainly, I would think, helped to, you know, success breeds success, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, in 2019, our numbers were as good as ever. We're a little bit down right now, just because of the whole pandemic situation. I think a lot of the kids had already planned on doing other things and gotten jobs and just kind of moved on. So hopefully we can get some of them back as we move into summer and head into to the fall of 2021.
Well, I hope for you as well, Coach. And unfortunately, time goes fast when you enjoy talking to someone. And I certainly enjoy chatting with you when we get together. But I want to, you know, wish you the best, of course, the rest of this season and then in the future too, because Joe, it's very evident, you know, there's people out there, coaches that are doing what they were meant to do, and you're one of them, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Thank
well, you're quite welcome. Frederick County is blessed to have you there, and the best to you. Your family, mom, dad, give them a shout. And continued success for you, Joe, and the Walkersville program.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed, Joe. You're listening to Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next time.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com. News Radio 930. WFMD, Frederick.